Planning Planning Commission regular meeting Monday, July the 20th, 2015, to order. Bob, you want to explain the, or establish the quorum, please?
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle called to say he wouldn't be here. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton called, and George Kramer called to let us know they wouldn't be here. We have established a quorum.
Okay. Can you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the July 20th, 2015 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear a new concept request to be presented at next month's public hearing. No final applications, no final approvals will be sought this evening because no Division 3 public hearings were held for the month of July. The Planning Commission is scheduled to hear three new concept requests this evening. No public comment will be heard at this meeting this evening, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, we want to approve the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Anybody want to second it?
Second.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, I guess we're ready for waiting at the homestead. Anybody here that represents that?
No, she's not here. I'd make a motion, we table it, and perhaps they'll come later.
Okay. You made a motion to do that?
Yes, sir.
I'll second.
Okay. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hammond's Nightly Rental.
Okay, and since this is the concept request, I've just put together some aerial photography, and I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here. This is located at 860 Reinhardt Road, and we'll kind of zoom in here.
All right, my name is Beth Hammond. I am the representative for the 860 Reinhardt Road property there in Branson. Mike Combs is the current owner. We have the home under contract, hoping to be able to use this property as a nightly rental. We think it's a great location. If you see the pictures, there's a lot of great parking, a lot of great garage space. And you'll also see in your papers, I'm from Washington, Iowa. So I want to relieve any fears first. I've been doing this business for 8 years. I love my business. I have many, many repeat guests. So I'm trying to expand my business. So I have many people in the area who help me out, from my cleaning crews to my maintenance crews to my on-call plumbers, electricians, HVAC guys. So we've got it all. So that's I'm just requesting to be able to use this as a nightly rental with a special use permit.
I can zoom out.
Right there, where all the horses are at.
Yep, that's right. They have horses in their backyard currently, although I won't be having horses.
See, we did one here a while back in that neighborhood, didn't we, Bob?
Mm-hmm. Not too.
Well, not real close.
Yeah,
we did.
Not too far. It's on Beeler Street, I believe.
Yeah, on Beeler.
Yeah,
down on Beeler.
Yeah, not too far from down a little. Off of Beeler.
Right there on that curve.
That's what I was thinking too. I think somewhere up in here. Whoops, wrong way.
That's a vacant lot right there on the north. I guess is that north side.
Well, that joins that. Upholstery place.
Yeah.
The upholstery shop is to the one side of it, yes.
That's the old Bowman property.
Leroy.
Leroy's.
Leroy's to the west is vacant.
He lived in the end house on the corner.
Right.
Okay, anybody got any questions for us?
It's on public sewer and water, isn't it?
It is city water, and then it's a septic system for the sewer.
How old is that house?
Help me out.
That one was built in 2005.
2005, got my helper.
You say it's on public water?
It's on Taney County, number 3, water.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
on city,
but she on said city water.
I did. I said that wrong. Sorry. Yep.
How many bedrooms
is it? It's a 6-bedroom, 4.5 bath.
Has anyone checked the sewer yet? I mean, this is constant.
I haven't checked the sewer yet because I want to go through the process and have this done first. But that will be something that will be completed.
I thought there was public sewer closer in that area.
There is. It's running down. Right down. Right.
There's an easement on there.
Yeah, it goes down. Right. It goes down. Sherry, Clay Street, I mean. Well, you've always had that opportunity to do that.
Yes, and that is a nice opportunity, I think.
Okay, anybody else have any questions?
I'm good.
All right. Okay, we will see you.
It'll be August 10th, I believe.
August
10th.
I'll write that down. I can't forget. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, are the representatives here for the General Dollar? Or Dollar General, I'm sorry.
And and they have provided us with not only some aerial photography, but they've provided us with some site plans as well. I've gone ahead, actually received some of these, just put some of these in today. So one thing I thought might throw everybody is, of course, north is...
yeah, it's rotated a little wrong, yeah.
Well, where's that?
That's Paul's Pony Farm, isn't it?
Well, it's right there by, right across from Scooters, down a little ways, right next to the Jordan Church.
Correct.
That's Lonnie Smith's driveway back to his house on the north side of it.
So it's on the Tannenville side of 160?
Oh, that wasn't where I thought it was.
Yeah, okay. Right past the junction.
Oh, that first cross picture doesn't tell me.
Past the junction.
So it's right about, it's the old...
Horner.
Yeah, Horner had a place in there.
Yeah.
Horner place.
Tom, or no?
No.
Oh, it isn't that. Bert's brother. Bert Horner's brother. Can you go back to that picture again?
One more.
Might be with that, with a commercial entrance.
Well, there's all straight stretch there, though.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be.
There's a hump right there by where Mill Hollow takes off.
You got the hump there by the church.
Well, I know a little bit about this because I surveyed it for the seller years ago, or not too long ago. I guess it was because I've been retired 2 years. But we shot that to make sure they had good sight distance so they could put it on the market that well. So,
how many acres is it, or how big a piece of property?
It's about 7.25, I believe.
I think that's right.
At least that's the information I've been given. It's probably under survey, actually. It's probably where they got it, maybe.
Retainer wall and stuff.
That's pretty level.
couple of them near the road is, I think.
Yeah, I think that was the road that's fairly flat.
Yeah. It dives off towards the back.
And it dives, yeah, it dives off.
You won't use the back part.
I thought it was the house.
Not for this one. I think we'll be
up on the front.
Yeah.
You had that garage and everything right there.
Yeah, I don't think it looked at it.
You only drive by there every day.
I don't drive by it when the water, when the water's down. I go across the pond. Last time I done that, though, I pushed water with my headlights, so I quit.
How you drive by it every day.
Yeah. Okay, anybody got any questions for me? Else, more questions? We will see you August the 10th, sir.
All righty, I'll be back.
Thanks.
Carl, are you here?
I'm here.
For, I'm in the dark.
Yeah, basically, I was going to bring this up under old new business.
Okay. I didn't see nothing on it, Carl. Carl just come to visit.
Yet, at the time, we just had it listed as tentative, and I didn't mean for this to be formalized or anything.
Oh.
But basically, we've issued a Division 2 permit for his property, and here's the property in question here. Let me. And it's my understanding it's currently a welding shop,
yes.
Correct? And basically, the permit was for a, is it a 40 by 80 shop?
40 by 80, yeah.
And initially, what we were looking at was that it was going to be a 40 by 80 shop building. And I we didn't get a chance to talk, and I apologize.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead.
But the builder had indicated that you were considering now basically splitting this into four units.
Right.
And it's my understanding that two of the units would be utilized by the welding shop, potentially.
Right.
And then two of the units would potentially be rental units.
Do you own where...
Yeah.
Do you own the other welding shop?
Yeah.
Or what's his name is?
Yeah, it used to be Dave. Yeah, Dusty.
Dusty?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know you owned that. I thought you owned behind it.
I know.
Where the towers at. You own all that down in there, don't you? Where the...
Well, I don't know. I don't own the tower until I can kill Dave off, but...
Where
are we at? I don't own the tower until right Dave... Dave Foraker owns it until he died, and then I get the tower.
Okay. That's true. Yeah, but you own the land around it.
Yeah.
But I guess I just wanted the Planning Commission's guidance on this one. I didn't know if the Planning Commission, as a group, would consider this one a change of use requiring a Division 3 permit or not. When we initially issued the Division 2 permit, we just looked at it as an addition to the existing use. But then whenever we were looking at the potential of two other units that would be rented, I didn't know how the group would view it, and so I thought it was best just for me to approach the Planning Commission as a group and
still going to be retail. It's still going to be retail, more than likely.
Yeah, probably. We'll just there'll be rental spaces on. Well, they'll all be rented, really.
Yeah.
I think we should change it myself.
But it's still going to be businesses. It's not.
Right.
I mean, it's just rental property as it is.
Right.
I mean, whether it was a shop or somebody else does.
Right.
I mean, it's basically the same.
Yeah,
same use.
Yeah.
I believe. Am I wrong?
What do you think?
Well.
We've had this conversation before.
It depends on how you view it.
Yeah. No, we had a conversation here a while back about motorcycles, and you see how that went. I don't want to get into that. No.
Yeah, we don't want to whoop that horse again.
No. And I'm asking. I see what he was saying, though.
And we have essentially already issued the Division 2 permit for the construction of the building. Like I said, the only thing that's changed from my understanding is
The size is not changing.
And the size is not changing.
Then the size of the building's not changing.
No, just walls.
But I just didn't know inside. As a group how it would be viewed. I don't think at this point we're certain. I mean, we'll have rental units, I would assume. I'm like you. I would think most of them would be retail of some type.
Yeah,
I think we're okay.
We're not talking about what we're thinking as viewed. We're talking about what the next people sit there for and think of.
It don't matter. I mean,
you'll have to have so many required parking spaces anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
What's the difference on the cost between the?
You mean between
the per bench?
Between Division 2 and Division 3, you mean? Or?
Yeah.
I mean, either way, a Division 2 permit would have been required for the construction of the building.
Yeah.
It's a $100 permit, correct? And then Division 3 is $150.
Plus, it takes him how many meetings to get that?
And it would be if it was looked upon as a Division 3, it would require the 3 hearings.
Yeah, so you're looking at 3 months.
You don't want that.
Easiest way, the better.
I personally don't have a problem with it as is.
I don't either.
I think that we talked about this before, and this is the same thing. I mean, it's the same use initially. I mean, it's not like we're changing.
No, changing any use or the.
And the size of the building's the same.
Right, there's a few walls in the center when they used to not be.
They leave it as
pretty
is.
Much.
Yeah.
Instead of just him, it's going to be a couple other entities in there. But I mean, right. The size of the building's the same, parking's the same. He's not asking to make any changes. And the Division 2 would cover what he's wanting to
parking space wise and everything would be right. The same. Requirements initially. Right, Bob?
Yeah, that would be my understanding.
What are you going to do with the old building?
Eventually, I'll tear it down. But as long as I can keep somebody in it,
as long as the parking space and everything will be
adequate. Parking out the deal. Yeah.
Are you going to move Dusty over in?
But actually, if I tear that down, probably eventually I want to build on. More.
That way, yeah. But that'll require
another deal, yeah.
For me, sure.
Are you moving Dusty out of there over to the new?
I want to let him figure out if he wants to or not. And if he don't, then I'll leave him there.
Well,
I think he kind of likes where he's at, really. I think.
Between me and you, I'd leave him there.
Yeah, probably.
You could tell him that when you
I
see
ain't
him.
Going on record on this.
I would. I'll leave him there.
Okay. What do you decide? Leave it like it is?
Mm-hmm. You want that in the form of a motion?
Yeah, I want somebody to make a...
I'll make a motion that we just leave it alone and let him proceed as planned.
Okay, somebody want to second that?
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Everybody opposed? Okay, Carl.
You're good.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Did I use the same permit then?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Because okay. It'll still be for the same size structure. So.
Appreciate it.
How's Cody?
Hobbling around. I don't know if he's going to be surgery or not.
That's a bad deal. We're still in session, so we better not talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.
That may get balls.
Okay, well, anything, anybody want to talk about any of these 3 that we just went through before we call her good?
What about the first one that hasn't anybody showed up?
What do we
do, meeting's
Bob?
About over.
I mean, most of the time,
we've rolled
it back a month, basically.
Just rolled back a month.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I've got a question about the nightly rental with public sewer right there,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to note that if anything ever comes up.
I think
she
would have to pump up to it as far as that house is away.
And
I think that there may be something, I can't remember if we had something down below there or not, but yeah, we do. So I think they could go to the south.
Yeah, and go, well, it depends on what kind of line is there. I don't know whether that's a pressure line or not, but Either way, if she has a problem, which she probably won't have, that house was built new enough.
Don't that run down, hidden down through there?
Yeah.
You may be kicking up.
I think you put sewer up hidden lane
right now because
we didn't go down.
There's things going on there right now.
Oh, is there?
Yes, there is.
You went through hidden?
With the sewer or with the house?
There's a lot of people in there really unhappy with having to hook up to go into the city of Branson and hook up. I plan on going to a meeting tomorrow about it.
Yeah. Well, I just
city, but there's a lot of unhappy people.
She's going to have to do something.
Well,
which that house is probably
you become a customer of the city.
Yeah.
When you do that.
Yeah.
And you got to pay all those
hookup fees. But if she has a sewer problem, which she probably won't have, it's not like they got a 4-bedroom sewer and an 8-bedroom house. They got an 8-bedroom house, probably
but
an 8-bedroom.
There's
sewer.
Adequate room there.
Who do you
to have laterals?
Yeah.
And if he don't want to go into the city, I don't feel like it's our position to force him to go into the city.
Just be
record on that.
As long as
just
they maintain their sewer, whether they do it with the city or on their
that's
own,
right.
As long as they maintain it.
And as long as they maintain it, well,
yeah, as long as it meets the standards, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really have the right to tell them what they have.
Who's the builder that built all those fine homes over there? The builder that built those up.
Dave
down.
Young? Was he built that Hidden Meadows? He built a lot of them in down there.
What's his name?
Dave Young.
Yeah.
Tugenge Young.
Is he the one that done the water tower? Tall young man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was on my board over at the water district.
He does good work.
Time.
I thought.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hire him, you get what you pay for, as far as
the same quality.
Yeah. He's a
he never did cut corners.
He's a good person, good straight shooter, and everything.
I think it's probably good then.
It should be.
And I don't see anything wrong with the Dollar General deal. I'm thinking we need to
that'd be a big plus.
Make a motion.
That'd be a big plus out there.
We can't make a motion to go home.
Make a motion to go home.
Well, we
Bob may have something else he wants to.
You roll this.
No, I don't have anything this evening.
To next month.
Yep.
That's what's happened
that's
historically,
what
anyway, since
care.
I've been here.
And if they don't show up then, well, they start over.
We'll make that motion there, Dave.
Everybody that wants to adjourn, stand up.
I already made the motion.
Yeah,
we're
yeah he got it.
There you go.
I was going to make a motion to roll this over.
Oh, I don't think we have to.
Oh, I don't think we have to do that. They weren't here.
I think that's automatic.
Well, thanks. I don't.